Vancouver, you're listening now to Funk My Life, and this is CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, and that was Thunderbird Radio Hell, and now we're going right into the soul. We're going to start things off with a little bit of disco, so once again, things a little bit quick, and then we're going to slow things down later. And for now, we have the sensuous voice of Diana Ross as she's gonna take us on a love hangover right here on Funk My Life.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it, don't want it. If there's a cure for this, I don't want it, I don't want it. I think about it all the time. Think it only makes me smile and say, shake it.
darling. Oh, I get to be so deep that you be needing me inside out. Oh, darling.
Good magazine article.
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's program.
In the April edition of Discorder, you can check out cover girl Kellarissa, read up on Sun Wizard, Louise Burns, and the Cave Singers, learn about music waste, and check out fabulous art by Andrew Pommier.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
You're listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard a three-song set starting from Diana Ross's Love Hangover. And that's the Almighty Anthem remix, and that's specifically a dance remix of a 1976 disco singer from... Sorry, disco single from Motown singer Diana Ross. And that has a funny story. Diana Ross wasn't too keen on the disco movement, so... Producer Hal Davis instructed the song's engineer, Russ Tirana, to install a strobe light so that she could get into the disco mindset after expressing, of course, her initial hostility. And she quickly picked it up. And the same producer almost gave that tune away to Marvin Gaye, had it not been for Diana's sex appeal. Speaking of Marvin Gaye, the second track was a mashup of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On along with the White Stripes instrumental track, and that's a reinterpretation of his late Motown single from 1971. And I remember being at a hospital last month visiting a friend who was dying of cancer, and there, when you're bedridden, of course, you're on all sorts of drugs and you are not getting circulation, so sometimes you can't rest and you don't want visitors. And when we were outside of that room, I dug through all sorts of music boxes that the hospital had, and one of which was a whole bunch of adult contemporary stuff. But then there was this big box of old Motown hits and a bunch of best of compilations from artists like The Temptations and Otis Redding. And of course there was one for Marvin Gaye, and it turned out his style of soul was very different. He would sing about politically charged topics, which wasn't too popular with a lot of the Motown crowd. For instance, I think it was, they mentioned specifically that Temptations had a more conservative crowd, and Marvin Gaye and tracks that would be written with a political message would be given to Marvin Gaye instead of, you know, say the Temptations. And What's Going On was a track that was not well received and was not going to be published until one of the other producers told the record exec to give it a chance, and it turned out to be a big hit. And so moved towards that direction, towards a more politicized message direction, or it went towards the decadent sound of disco. So it's, you got to think about, say, the sweet saccharine sounds of Motown compared to this kind of this messageful type of music that Marvin Gaye brought forth amidst the Vietnam War, as well as all sorts of civil liberties being upturned. And of course, that contrasts greatly with the old heartfelt type of music that blues and R&B would express. And the third track was Odyssey's Inside Out, except that's the remix from Greek superhero Leon DJ, and that's the So Deep mix that you can grab from his SoundCloud page. And next up, we have one of my favorite groups. This is Groove Armada. And I don't think there's any way I can really describe Groove Armada since they go all over the place. This track is called The Hands of Time.
Trying to see through the porn. trying to see through the pouring rain. It's hearing your name, hearing your name. I really never felt quite the same since I lost what I had to gain. No one to blame, no one to blame. It seems to me I can't turn back the hand of time. Oh, it seems.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, speaking of mind and soul, we had just now, well, we just ended up with the Odyssey's, the Olympics, Mine Exclusively, and that's a 1966 hit from the Olympics, an old soul group. And before that was, once again, Groove Armada, which is a duo from England, and that's the track Hands of Time. And they've gone all over the place with various dance music styles, and with that one, it's a little bit more of an R&B style. And speaking of style, we've got Stevie Wonder up next with his track All I Do Is Think About You. And his, well, what I did not know was that this was not actually his track originally. It's a cover. And he has a very interesting history. He signed on with Motown Records at an age of 11 years old. And he still performs to this day now at a little bit over 60 years old. Currently the highest solo male Grammy Award holder at 22 separate awards. And in 2009, for his activists' efforts, he became an official United Nations Messenger of Peace, which is very neat because, you know, I guess after you find artistic and material success, you kind of want to just make the world a better place. So that's a title awarded to distinguished individuals carefully selected from the fields of art, music, literature, and sports who have agreed to help focus worldwide attention to the work of the United Nations. So this is a classic, All I Do Is Think About You, and see if you can remember who it was who did the original. And I'll give you a hint, it's a female, and many people know her alongside Marvin Gaye.
I'm
So that's Stevie Wonder's version of that track. And the original performer goes by the name, before I give you that name, she is legally Thomasina Winifred Montgomery. And she was the duet partner of Marvin Gaye. So that would be Tammy Terrell with her track, All I Do. And once again, started very young, much like Stevie Wonder, and found moderate success as a teenager before she was signed on with Motown Records. And once she was paired with Marvin Gaye in 1967, her stardom exploded. But unfortunately, on October 14th of that year, she collapsed on stage into Marvin Gaye's arms during a performance. And it was only soon after she was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor, from which she eventually died a month and 2 weeks later, before her 25th birthday. So she died at a very young age of 24. But many people probably know her work. I mean, Ain't No Mountain High Enough is a classic track. I mean, people generally know the words and they can sing along with it. But I'm going to say, because she died so young, not many people know her as one of the fundamental soul singers of the late 60s, early 70s, and she was only paired up with Marvin Gaye because three other singers who he recorded duets with, that being Mary Wells, Kim Weston, and Oma Page, left Motown, the label, and figuring Terrell could benefit, Gordy, who's the guy who ran Motown Records, asked Terrell to sing duets with Marvin Gaye, with which she agreed. And then Gaye later recalled that he didn't know just how musically and vocally gifted Terrell was until they began recording duets together. And they've made some amazing, amazing work. Some of my favorite songs from the period. So next up, we've got something from Wax Taylor, which is more of a trip-hop kind of group. So trip-hopping, sampled hip-hop style, but very psychedelic, very dreamlike. So here we go with the delightful Kay piece they're going Sarah. To play this evening.
Been waiting for is here.
I have something to tell you.
To do something about it.
Well, I have the key in my hand. All I have to find is the lock.
the lock, the lock.
Now listen to me, all of you.
Hey, set off, set off. 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 Whatever will be, will be.
You with
Many people have diabetes and don't know it. You can do something to prevent this serious condition. Eat healthy, stay active, and maintain a healthy weight. Find out more about diabetes from your doctor, or contact HealthLink BC to speak in your language with a nurse, dietitian, or pharmacist. Dial 811 free from anywhere in the province, or visit healthlinkbc.ca. A message brought to you by AMHSA.
Yeah, we're just about finishing everything up on Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM. And of course, if you like any of the stuff that we've been playing so far, check us out on our website at www.funkmylife.com. Or of course, you can just type that into any search engine and it should pop up quite nicely as we put all our podcasts up, as well as tracks that we think people should check out. So we just had a two-song set to end things off with Wax Taylor's Que Sera. And if you like that kind of trip-hoppy sound, have a listen to The Avalanches or RJD2, two other really interesting trip-hop groups, and Massive Attack being a third. So that Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil remix was from Fatboy Slim, and he's one of the few American-based DJs who we regularly play, who infuses his remixes with a funky dance sound that we at Funk My Life really love. And once again, we're ending tonight off, and we have Pierre taking you to the 6 a.m. mark with his show, Oral Tentacles, coming up after this. And we're going to end with I think this is a 1990s track, but I'm not so sure. This one's from The Artful Dodger with Craig David helping on the vocals. And this is a track called Woman Trouble. And I think this was a hit, but I'm not too sure. And before we start that, tomorrow at the East Van Studios, I'm playing a set with some party, bunch of live bands, couple of DJs. And I think that's about it. Tomorrow is Friday, so for once again, East Van Studios. And on Saturday, we're having a house party, so it's Jess's house party. You might be able to find it on Facebook. I don't have a link for you right now, unfortunately. But if you go to funkmylife.com and look at the Facebook icon on the left bar, you should be able to follow me on Facebook, and we'll announce details of that house party. It's open to everyone. We're inviting people from couch surfers to come, and it's always been a tremendous success. The last time we had it was during the same night as a decentralized dance party took over Granville Street. And so it was snowing tremendously, and basically everybody stayed. At 4:30 a.m., we had a dance floor still going with about 30 people, which was an extreme surprise because Vancouver generally shuts down pretty early and people go home before the buses stop running. So everybody stayed over, and we had about a dozen people crashing on the couches there. Anyway, thank you for listening. This has been your host. My name's Ochre, and once again, check us out at funkmylife.com. And this is The Artful Dodger with Woman Trouble.
Now I know the only thing to do. secret thoughts. Well, I bet you never caught a sliding with another man. Such as I did. No, no. I hate to see the way the finger points at me. I'm at fault. I don't think so. After all is said and done, girl, you know you had your fun. Why don't you leave?